Hello and welcome to Reddit on Reddit, the internet's auditory version of Reddit. I'm Nelson Allingham, joined by Michael Cambo Campbell.
Bonjour, Nelson.
Do you
speak French?
No,
I don't. That was just a joke.
You invent us French people. That's how you speak French, isn't it?
Yeah, with a horrendously racist accent.
Okay. Yeah. I thought it was accurate.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Norm.
Cambo.
Yes.
What'd you get up to this weekend?
Oh, this weekend. Look, I'll be honest with you. Not much. I did go to a little bit of the Melbourne Web Fest.
Oh.
And my opinions about that. Mediocre. Anyway, okay. But apart from that, you know what I did today?
Webfest.
Yeah, it's like an online video web series festival that they hold.
Okay.
I just think that
They put that on the same time as Comic-Con.
Yes.
Idiots.
Yeah, my problem, I think, is that how we do things doesn't necessarily gel with when I was talking to people there. Because what I discovered is a lot of people take themselves very seriously.
Yeah.
And we do not.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, even when we went to that one together a little while ago about podcasting.
Yeah.
And even though we felt that it was for much newer people than us.
Not 40 episodes in these guys.
Oh, yeah. It was just like everybody was serious.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, do you want to do your podcast about the history of the Aztecs and all that serious stuff? I don't know.
Like, that's your go-to.
It's my go-to for serious things.
Yeah.
History of Aztecs.
But, I just don't think that we don't take ourselves particularly seriously. And the things we do, we know are really dumb and stupid. And we do them kind of half-cocked. But, yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of people talking about budgets and...
boring.
Anyway, but you know what I did today that I found exciting?
What?
I had my first experience in VR, Nelson.
Oh, cool.
Yep.
Did you like it?
I did, but also... first of all, I think it's, amazing.
Yeah.
It's
really amazing.
Also think I don't do well with VR.
Right, yeah.
Because I got very sick.
Oh, okay. Right.
It would depend. Good. There was this game where you swing a lot.
Oh, that's not good.
No. It has, this weird vertigo feeling.
Yeah.
Which is amazing that it can make you do that.
Yeah.
That you can feel that way.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, I felt so dizzy for so long afterwards.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's no good. Spinning just sounds like the... Whoever decided that spinning was a great idea for swinging.
Yeah.
Okay. Same thing. Just as bad.
Yeah.
Was that Spider-Man then?
So we tested this Spider-Man virtual reality experience, which actually isn't swinging. It's shooting webs.
Right.
And then we were like, oh, how come we don't swing? You know, like, you think if you're Spider-Man, you swing. And he goes, well, I'll show you why they didn't do swinging.
Show you the swing.
And right. He loaded up this swinging game. And, oh, boy, did it make you feel sick.
So he willingly knew that it was going to make you sick.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
You knew that it was going to make you sick. Before you're like, oh, show me anyway.
But, I mean, I know this is old. VR is nothing new. But, oh, my, it was so incredible.
I was exactly the same, right? The first time I tried VR... Mm-hmm. Probably with the same person, funnily enough.
Probably.
I was just so skeptical of it going into it. And if you haven't tried VR, if you're listening and you're like, oh yeah, like it sort of seems like a cool idea, but you know, whatever.
You've missed the boat. Don't try it.
I guarantee you, try it again anyway, and you'll just be like, oh my, this is a next level.
Yeah.
Specifically, I'm going to say the HTC Vive.
Yes, that's what I was playing.
Yeah, yeah, because that one is by Valve, and they are just a little bit more... I don't know. Joined with Valve, I think. Anyway, and they're probably just a little bit more advanced than some of the, you know, like the PlayStation VR that's out there. Definitely, if you're a person that's tried the mobile headset VR... It's completely different.
Oh, yeah. That was my only... Because I have a 360 camera.
Yeah.
So I have one of those little headsets you put your mobile into and you can kind of watch videos. I'm like, oh, it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
It's always a little out of focus, but that's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, completely different.
This is... It it literally is the idea that you feel as yes. though you're in another world.
And in fact, there's one moment in this game where you attach onto like a crane,
yep.
and you shoot up to the crane, and then you get this weird feeling of again, like vertigo. Like, no, it's bad.
Yeah.
You're like, oh boy, yeah. and you're scared to step, which is crazy because you're in just a blank room.
Yeah, that's right.
But it had the full thing. It had the headset, the headphones, the paddles. Yeah. Really cool.
I'm really excited to see where the future of VR goes, mm-hmm. I think, because yeah. at the moment it's still so new.
Yeah.
We're essentially like that, you know, Pac-Man stage
yep.
of gaming, mm-hmm. you know, but for now for VR. Like, it's. I was saying to somebody where the idea of how gaming started mm-hmm. is with arcades, and you just had like a goal, a point system. Mm-hmm. Again, Pac-Man, but even yep. before that, like Pong.
Yep.
I think Pong was the first game.
Yeah.
I don't know. And just the idea that it's like a point system. You try and get a high score against either the computer or you, that one, Pong, you could play against a friend. Mm-hmm. There was another one, a game that you had to like destroy asteroids. Again, it's just like getting a high score. And it's funny because VR has started to do the same thing where people are just experimenting with stuff, but they can't think of anything, or, you know, haven't been able to adapt it to be these like really interesting stories and gameplay necessarily. It's just about, okay, we have this concept,
yep.
try and get the high score. Like, we've just gone back to basics. Or
there was even some, he ran through a couple of different things, and even ones that just put you somewhere are really amazing.
Yeah.
It was just this, just this simple demo that was on the thing, which is you're just in a little boat and the Titanic comes up beside you and sails past, oh, right. but you really get a sense of the scope of the ship. It's like, it was incredible.
Yeah.
It's in really fact, cool. it was quite scary almost, because it honestly feels like it's kind of right there.
Yeah.
But my favorite thing in the whole VR is, was such a little thing.
Yeah.
But my favorite thing is in this Spider-Man demo.
Yeah.
Is you get to pick up the mask and put it on.
yeah.
You pick it up with the paddle and you put it on your face.
Funnily enough, when the Batman came out a long time ago, I was listening to some podcasts that were talking about it. And that was like their main thing. Like, oh my God, putting on the cowl was so awesome. So
because you put on the mask and then all the little like HUD systems come up. You're like, oh my God.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Someone did mention that. They said, if you like that, play Batman, because you get to put on the Batman cowl.
And you become Batman.
Yep.
But yes, our advice to listeners is try VR.
Yep.
HTC Vive. Maybe search on the internet to try and find a local place. There's a few local places around that do it.
And when you go in there, tell them Cambo and Nelson sent you.
Yeah.
It won't mean much unless you go to the one guy that we went to. And we won't give you his name. So, good luck.
And he's not doing it publicly either.
No.
It's going to be very, very unlikely. This is like,
if you do find him, we'll give you $50.
Okay.
If you find him and say Nelson and Cambo sent you, and he's like, you did it.
Yep.
And we need to word him up now. Oh, this is getting too confusing.
And get him to give them the $50.
Yeah.
Then we didn't have to. all right.
Yeah.
Well, Kimbo.
Do
you want to know what?
Yeah. What did you do this week? I thought you were about to move on to Reddit.
Yeah, well, I was.
No, what? Did you do anything interesting? Me over here, like a chump talking about VR.
I went to the 30th.
Yeah, what's Reddit on Reddit say?
Pretty, I don't know. I went to a 30th.
Yeah.
And that was good with some really people from high school. So it was a bit weird catching up with them.
Yep.
Went to a pub that we used to go to all the time as kids.
Mm-hmm.
And they turned it into a really family friendly place. It was super weird.
Yeah.
Anyway, got drunk and then just felt like normal, I guess.
Nice, yeah. you lived again.
Yeah, that's right.
Between drinks.
All right. Let's get into Reddit on Reddit.
Okay.
Cambit. Which this show is about.
Yes. This isn't VR chat. That's our other podcast.
Exactly.
We really should have saved that other content for that.
We've used it now. Okay. So this Reddit on Reddit is by MetaWeed.
MetaWeed.
And it's actually, I've only gotten the one Reddit on Reddit.
Controversial.
Oh, God.
Wow.
But it had about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 things in it.
Okay.
So
this is almost a whole show.
Yeah, pretty much. Right. But I'm not going to go through all 10.
Okay.
Anyway, it was a panel that said, This Week in Science.
Oh.
And it gave like a sentence.
Of course.
Or two about something that had happened in science that mm-hmm. week. Interesting breakthroughs.
Yeah. And so, obviously we're all over those. Where we are big in the science community.
Oh, yes. Anyway, I just thought I'd go through a couple of them. Because I think it's fun.
I probably heard them, but go on. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. You were probably part of some of the developments.
Any clarification, Nelson, not hesitate to ask.
Good. There is one definitely that I'm going to need.
Good.
Clarification.
I'm waiting on a call, though, so if I do get a call.
Yeah, okay.
And need
fine.
To go.
Yep. Cool.
Something else.
No worries. I'm sure it won't happen.
Yeah.
All right. So, The first one mm-hmm. that I thought was interesting
yep.
was Google. It says Google on track for quantum computer breakthrough by end of 2017. Ooh. Now, do you know a little while ago, Rowan asked us a question
mm-hmm.
and it was about what scientific fact blows your mind?
Yeah.
One thing that I thought was, oh no, it wasn't actually. It was a Redditor. But okay. then Rowan Compton had done it. Yeah. Anyway, one scientific fact blew your mind. One of the things that I forgot to mention that episode was the idea of computing, right? Mm-hmm. So I understand the idea of a computer and binary, right?
Yeah.
Because, that, again, in the end, that's what it comes down to.
Yep.
If you ever got one or zero, you're getting a pulse of electricity or nothing, essentially, is what it is. Which... I mean, I don't understand fully, but I understand
the concept.
But then what blows my mind is stuff like Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's things that are like, you might tell your phone to download an app and it's connected via Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't really understand how binary comes into that. I mean, I guess the computer sends a signal to your phone to then... start the from your battery taking that those ones and nothings of electricity to then get the data and you know go from there. Yeah. Well, that's crazy.
Well, if you want, I'll explain it as concisely as
okay
possible.
Yeah, thank you.
So Professor Wi-Fi is Campbell. Named after the wizard Wi-Fi.
Oh, right.
Who lives in every computer.
Yeah.
Okay. What he does is he sends his magicness
mm-hmm.
Out into the phones.
Yeah.
And it gets all of the data.
Right.
Yeah, and that's... Yeah. So,
I thought it was different.
I didn't want to go too sciencey.
Yeah, well, obviously. I guess that was pretty good. I was able to understand that.
Well, yeah, obviously, yeah. So it's little wizard Wi-Fi.
Brain. Okay, cool.
Which is, if you're ever having bad Wi-Fi, mm-hmm. you actually pray to the wizard Wi-Fi.
Right. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Oh man, I've been doing it wrong. I've been calling my service provider.
People have been like,
"Did they pray to Wi-Fi when I'm having problems with my?" I call up the call center and they're like,
"What do you think a call center is? It's just a big temple."
Yeah.
Why do you think they're all in India?
They're praying to Wi-Fi. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I don't get that actually.
Temples in India, everywhere, mate.
Okay.
Very spiritual place.
All for Wi-Fi.
Yeah. Comes from India.
Okay. Cool. Anyway. Back to quantum computer breakthrough.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Real science. Yeah. Sorry.
But what I find really interesting, and again, I sort of don't totally understand it.
Yeah.
But as far as my understanding goes, quantum computing is instead of there being a binary, like electricity current coming through it, and that is essentially the data made up of ones and zeros, you then have that bit of electricity having information in it,
right.
and data in it.
Yeah.
So it's much faster. It doesn't have to process the ones and zeros. It's like it gets certain parts instantly. I think.
Yeah. Like, but, I'm going to level with you.
Right? Yeah.
I mean, I never claimed to be a smart guy anyway, but I don't get how this podcast works.
Yeah.
Let alone computing in general.
Yeah. Like, you mean everything of, like, our voices going through the microphones and being recording? And
just what is a podcast is, I guess, my question.
What
do we do every week? I just don't get it.
Okay. Okay, you're really lost. Yeah. Oh, man. How do you function in day-to-day life?
Very poorly.
Yeah. But my point is, I find this super exciting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because...
I don't get it.
Yeah.
I'm very excited for it.
I don't get it, but what I know is it means, and if they do successfully do it,
yeah,
computers are going to be like a gazillion times faster, and they're going to, you know, like the capacity
yeah.
at which you can store and everything, and like things will, you know, there's a lot of people working on like AI type stuff at the moment instead of this. Artificial intelligence. I reckon that'll be a huge breakthrough for those things like machine learning and stuff like that. And even just for things like we were talking about, virtual reality.
Yeah.
How a big problem with virtual reality and why you do feel sick sometimes on certain games or whatever is because of the refresh rate on the screen.
Yeah.
But it's like these things are working to maximum capacity sort of thing. But if you had something that was powering it easier and faster, you know, it means even just technology like that we currently have is then like a million times better. And, and then I think that's when VR can evolve and so many other things.
Well, to me, this quantum computing is kind of like stem cells.
Mm.
I don't get how they work or why they work, but I'm very excited about it.
It seems
great.
Yeah, that's right. That's a good point, actually. Yeah. Okay, Campo. I have another 9 more to get through.
Yeah,
okay. okay, so maybe you can help with this one.
Okay. Yep.
Being the professor you are.
Yep, to have that phone call coming, but go on.
New blockchain-based decentralized internet being built by Princeton computer scientists.
Well, one of the only reasons I know what a decentralized internet is because of the TV show Silicon Valley.
Yeah, that's
which is
right.
What they're trying to build. And as far as I understand it, it is that it shares data and kind of information over a scattering of other people's...
Over a network,
yeah.
Which, but not a normal network that we have currently. Something different from that.
Yeah, it's like Wi-Fi. You're saying. Like it
explain Wi-Fi again.
Well, see, this is and from what I understand, again, I'm basing this on a TV show.
Yeah, yeah.
But is that everybody? It's almost like communism of data sharing. Yeah. Everybody has a little bit that they're using to support the whole thing.
Yeah. So I had the same thought when I read this.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I've seen Silicon Valley. Is this what that means?
Yeah.
But that is the only basis on what it is. It could be completely wrong. And I think the idea of it as well is that I think it's more private and can't be controlled.
Yes.
So I think it would essentially be like a free
internet. At the moment, you know...
Again, Silicon Valley.
Yeah. But at the moment, obviously, you have internet companies and they have big servers and stuff like that your internet is from.
Yeah.
But if you have a decentralized internet, it is being kind of...
Or the connection. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But like, if you have it's not coming from one place that can then be taxed by that company. It's coming from everywhere all at once.
Yeah, yeah. I think I heard it had something to do with the way Bitcoin is created as well. Mm-hmm. They're using a similar process. I don't know.
As a show, we should have a Bitcoin.
Yeah.
This is a very Bitcoin-esque show, I feel.
Right.
We should have the show's Bitcoin.
This show's been... What do you mean?
Well, because this is all about... Our whole show is about, like, online...
Yeah.
You know, everything online, really.
Yeah.
So, I think that we should have, as a show... I know they're really expensive.
Oh, like Bitcoin, our own personalized currency?
No. We have a Bitcoin, and every week we're like, how's Bitcoin doing? It's going down still. Oh, boy.
Okay, right. No, I think it's doing pretty well, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It's really expensive at the moment.
Anyway, all right. I have... maybe I'll do one more, because... Why not?
Yeah.
Because I have no rules for this show.
I'm amazed
that
you brought that and I knew somewhat of anything about it.
I know, yeah. Because the way that it's worded
is... I surprised myself.
It's pretty good. There are some that I'm pretty sure, I don't know, pretty crap. But
I don't know.
Anyway.
I'm feeling confident now.
This is a great one.
Yep.
Actually, probably the best one. Scientists can erase specific memories from a snail's brain.
Oh, that's handy, because I've wronged a lot of snails.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
I mean, when I cheated, I broke up with my girlfriend because I was cheating on her because a snail told her.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I could have just got that Sam. I raised that memory.
Yeah.
He never would have told her.
Well, that was 2009, Nelson. If you hadn't done it today, yeah, it wouldn't have been a problem, would it?
Things would have changed. Things would have changed. I think it was just funny, the idea that somebody's like, somebody's really hating on snails.
Well, do you think that this is the kind of thing that they were like, this is what we are aiming to do?
Mm.
Or this kind of thing where they're just experimenting on snails and they're like, oh, jeez.
You would think that, right? I did think that. I was like, well, yeah, it would just be a test subject.
Mm-hmm.
But when you think of animals that you can test on that have some level of intelligence, like, let's be honest, how do you tell if a snail's forgotten something?
That's what I mean. Like,
I think it is a malicious person that hates snails.
Now, you know what I...
Because otherwise you do it on rats.
You know what I think monkeys, it is?
But probably rats.
Is it's like a funding thing. And they have this funding left over, and if they don't use it by the end of the year, that funding will get cut from next year. Okay. And the guy's like, well, what are you doing with this extra funding? And he's just like, snails. What? What about snails? Just memory and that.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, well, fair enough.
Sounds interesting.
Let me know how that goes. Okay.
I'll tell you what, if you can't remove a memory from a snail by the end of next week...
Yeah, maybe he goes and he flicks the snails like, make it forget it.
So it's just traumatized snails. Yeah, just traumatize a few snails and then give them therapy sessions.
It's just some sweaty scientist, like, you know, he's got a flop sweat in a lab somewhere, and he's just going, oh, why did I say snails? How do you know if a snail forgot anything?
Yeah, exactly. So the other thing why I thought this was interesting, because as I've mentioned before, and I think even last week, one of my most favorite films is Eternal Sunshine of a Spotless Mind.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what happened. They removed memories.
Yeah.
What do you think of the idea of removing memories? Now, I know we've had conversations about what regrets have we had and would we get rid of them.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. I'm just interested about your thoughts
on
taking away memories.
Are you asking about the moral implication of it, or whether I think it would be one day likely?
Let's say that it is likely eventually.
Okay, so So would I ever do it, say? Like, what is my thoughts on the process?
On the whole thing. Well, anything you want to talk about, that subject.
If that movie has taught me anything, Nelson, it's that maybe it's not a good idea.
Well,
I think the message of that film was that kind of is a part of you and you need to kind of live with it.
No, in the end, it sort of works out okay. For Jim Carrey. You know, because they end up meeting again?
Yeah.
And it's like they've fallen in love for the first... Oh, like, theoretically, that's what's going
to
happen?
See, I always read that as being like it's kind of... They're kind of destined to repeat because it's in the film they reveal that they've done it before.
Yeah. Not for Jim Carrey and the other one. It's for the other... The doctor and the girl.
Right, right.
They've done it before. Anyway!
We'll save this for our Eternal Sunshine podcast.
Yeah.
We have so many podcasts.
Oh, God.
I wouldn't do it, I don't think.
Yeah.
I think that pain, or, you know, painful memories are probably a good thing.
Yeah. They shape you.
Yeah. Obviously not good at the time, but you know, people have gone through adversities, mentally stronger and, you know.
That's true.
Yep.
I tend to agree with that for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be interesting, right, whether it's just, you can just opt in if you want to, for anybody to do.
Mm.
I think that would create a really interesting world, and what would it actually do to people? Because like you said, every experience shapes people.
Yeah.
If we got to a point in time, right, where erasing memories just became so normal that nobody ever had a bad experience, what does that then make people?
Mm.
You know, like, how do we then... how would society change if none of us ever really had a bad experience?
Yeah.
And maybe it would be good, right? If the entirety of the world just had good experiences and things, you'd be like, well, maybe I never, you know, maybe that's a good thing for the world. I don't know. Like you would have probably more, everybody would just be more trusting, perhaps, you know, more, I don't know, more inclined to just be friendly because there's no chance of rejection.
Do you think people would be less sympathetic because they can't relate? So if someone was feeling down and everyone else was happy.
Raise your memory, mate. See, that's my that's kind of my point as well, right?
But there's no
that
consequence
you never
to
even
anything.
Have. Yeah,
just break up with people willy nilly. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. I think it's an interesting concept. But the other thing I was going to say is, on a more realistic expectation of this, I think it would be good for people that have suffered significant trauma. Mm-hmm. For example, things like rape.
Yeah.
You know, that's a terrible thing. Some people can't get over that for their whole life. Yeah. Like that is, so you'd think that that could be a good use of it. Also, people that potentially suffer from PTSD.
Yep.
Might be some elements that you could use there.
So some war veterans or things like that.
War veterans, something like that. But then you wonder, right, where because, you know, PTSD can come in to people that have that are still young and still in the army or whatever have just left. So then you wonder, well, if you get rid of their memories that cause the PTSD, would they then be inclined to go back into the army and or continue in the army?
Mm-hmm.
And then would then the government encourage this?
Oh, conspiracy.
Conspiracy. I see what you're saying. Because then you never have people... I mean, morally, if people knew about it, mm-hmm. I think they'd be like, no, if you got diagnosed with PTSD and then you had memory removed, they'd be like, nope, you're still not coming back in. But...
Well, and even, like, it might even be possible for them to have the... Like, they know that they did suffer from PTSD. They don't remember what it was.
Yeah.
But they are aware that they
had Okay. That's
but
true.
Then, of course, the theory is if you erase your memory of something, you should have also no memory of you erasing your memory because that has to do with it, right?
Well, I have no idea.
Well, I think maybe I've done this in the past and I've been like, can I get my memory erased for all of my logins, please? Any password I have for my login.
God, I hate remembering them
all.
Because
every time I sit at a computer, I'm like, ooh.
Right. Do you know what you need to do? Mm-hmm. Is just pray to the memory wizard.
Yeah.
Yeah, he really...
He is the Wi-Fi wizard, that. Nelson.
Yeah. No, but there's another wizard.
No, he actually does do passwords.
Okay. Yeah. Right.
It's a side business.
Yeah, okay. That's good. All right, Cambo.
Password Pharaoh.
I think we should move into Today I Learned.
Sure.
So now it's time for Today I Learned.
Today I Learned. This Today I Learned is by Pianan. New York's underground gay bars of the 1960s, including the Stonewall Inn, were actually created and supported by the mafia. It was illegal to be gay. The mob paid off local precincts to keep them from doing raids.
Hmm.
Good guy mafia.
Yeah, yeah. Look, I've always said the mafia are all right in my books.
Well, yeah, there's some bloody all right people in there.
Yeah.
But I find this really funny because it's like, it just goes to show the mafia will do anything that's illegal.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
that's true, yeah.
Like, I think the idea of, obviously, in those times, the 1960s, like, even just sort of in general, being gay, you would get, you know, like slandered. People would disrespect you. And you could imagine people in the mafia would probably feel the same way.
Yeah.
Like kind of have this hate towards gay people because that's what it was like at that time. So they're like, oh man, I really hate these gay people, but it is illegal. Yeah. So
you're imagining there's some kind of mafia hideout and these are all like these New York mafia guys are sitting around and Joey walks in and he's like, yo, did you hear it's illegal to be gay now? And they're like, say what? That's an orgy tonight. Like you just imagine that they then are like, you know, that's them rebelling against the police.
Exactly. Something like that. Yeah. Or not. Yeah. I mean, it's more like they're like, well, we can make a buck off this.
But yeah.
Do it, which I get. And maybe that's that thing. Maybe there was that one guy. Maybe Joey came in and he was like, you know, he was gay.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't want to tell his mafia friends.
Yeah.
So he was like, hey, maybe we should, I mean, it's just an idea. I'm just going to throw it out there.
Yeah, but what if we protect all the gay guys?
Charge them a little bit to come into the bar and, you know, have some male strippers, maybe. I mean,
yeah,
I'm just thinking, if I was a gay guy, how would I attract more gay guys? And that'd be it.
Hypothetically, that would be cock heaven.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Do you reckon the mafia's doing some other legal stuff? now?
Do I think the mafia is doing other illegal stuff?
Protecting some illegal crimes that aren't really that bad, like jaywalkers?
Maybe, yeah.
Just paying off cops on the side of the street. Saw that guy.
Yeah. They've got a little street in like a little Italy somewhere in New York. Like the people jaywalking left and right. The cops being like, oh.
Yeah, one day we'll have enough resources to take you down. That's what I reckon.
Yeah, just people littering on the side of the street.
Yeah, that's right. I kind of want to join the mafia now. Just so I can get away with petty crime.
If occasionally you have to do a murder, so be it.
Yeah, whatever.
You'll be jaywalking left and right.
Exactly. Nobody can touch me. Alrighty. Well, that was quickie, but I have another one. Can't be. Lucky, I've got another one. This is by... Skier is 81.
Oh, yeah. It's a weirdly spelt word.
It is. It's S-Z is how it starts. Doesn't even make sense. Anyway. Okay. They say, today I learned, in July 1975, a 17-year-old boy in Bermuda was killed when a taxi struck him, knocking him off his moped. He died exactly a year after his 17-year-old brother was killed while riding the same moped in the same intersection by the same taxi driver carrying the same passenger.
You, if you were that driver or that passenger, you'd just be like, oh, not again.
Oh, my God. Oh,
it's gonna talk be about deja vu.
It's going to be late for you. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Maybe you'd get confused.
Yeah.
You'd be like,
no, I did this.
Yeah, I think we did this before.
And then you look at the passenger, he's like, yeah, no, I think we did do this.
Yeah, yeah. You were there. It wasn't a dream because we both remember this.
There's another one.
A kid looks the same. That moped looks the same. Same intersection. You would feel really bad though, wouldn't you? If you're the taxi driver. Like, what are the chances? He might have just only started driving taxis again.
And can you imagine?
After
that?
The trauma.
And obviously, I don't want to belittle the people involved. But if you were the mum of the son, and the first son dies, and the taxi driver's like, oh my God, I can't believe it.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, oh, you know, it's an accident. You know?
Yeah.
It's not your fault.
Yeah.
And then a year later, it's like,
exact same.
Oh, you know that? Remember 1 year ago? Remember that?
Yeah.
Well, that happened again. You'd be like, well, come on.
Yeah, like, I mean, this is. I don't know.
I forgave you once.
Started to get a bit suspicious now. I think
that's. Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice.
Yeah, that's right. I think, that's kind of the idea as well, right? Because surely if you're a cop getting called to the scene of the crime.
Yeah.
The first time you're like, oh my God, tragedy, accident.
Yeah.
This is terrible. Second time, you're like, you're the same guy? Same driver?
Yeah.
You're the same passenger?
Yeah. Well, good. I don't have to fill out. I'll just photocopy my other report. Okay, and I'll change the date on that.
Yeah. I'll just change the guy's name.
Yeah.
But
not last name.
But yeah, exactly. But that's the thing. It's like, surely there would be this conspiracy theory about
the taxi driver.
This taxi driver, this person, trying to team up and kill the same person. Maybe they had like a drug deal go wrong in the family, and they killed the wrong kid, and they waited a year and they did the same thing.
Do you reckon there was a year later and the taxi driver and the passenger were back together? It was like, I remember it was at this intersection. Oh God, it happened again. Like
yeah,
they were trying to work, get their heads around what had happened last year.
Yeah, exactly. They were just talking about it.
Yeah.
It's pretty unlucky.
It's the best theory we've got, Nelson, in a way.
I know. I reckon we could be police detectives.
Yep.
Probably.
I mean, we are in our spare time.
Yeah.
Obviously, that's what we do full time.
Yeah.
Podcasting is just for the money.
Oh, well, and that's why we have that Crime Stoppers podcast as well.
That's true. Oh, God. Yeah, we need to update that. Oh, God.
So many podcasts to do.
So we can keep a track of all our podcasts.
I wish at
we'll
least,
start a network.
I wish at least one of them made us money. It's really annoying.
But all of them, at least 40 episodes. Oh, now we have to record 40 episodes.
God. Alrighty. Anything to add, Gambo?
No.
Did you learn anything today?
I learned both the things that you said.
Okay. So did I.
Yeah.
What a coincidence.
Now I would like to think things in a shower.
Okay, well, let's get onto it.
Shower thoughts, 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 shower thoughts, 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 shower thoughts, 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 shower thoughts, thoughts, thoughts.
This shower thought is by Disposable 1920. I would be fine with giving mosquitoes my blood if they didn't leave an itchy spot.
Yeah, wow, yeah. I was actually looking on Facebook, of course,
mm-hmm.
at this new invention that stops mosquito bites being itchy.
Oh, okay.
It heats them up, apparently. It's like a little, it looks like an EpiPen almost, and you put it on your skin, and apparently it warms up, and I suppose it helps with blood flow. I don't know exactly how it works, but it warms up that section of your skin,
right.
And apparently it instantly stops mosquito scratching.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, well, I see their bites are being itchy. So what I'm saying is this guy now has no excuses. He should be giving up his arms to the mosquitoes.
He should be.
Yep. I personally do have a problem with them taking my blood.
Yeah. I earned that blood.
Yeah, yeah. I got it from some other guy.
It's really... Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you know, I've got a pretty rare blood type. Oh, that was really hard to find.
Yeah, exactly.
I can only have my kind of blood type.
And I stalked the guy for weeks beforehand. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh, and uh-huh. Anyway. I think mosquitoes are idiots. Like, there's so many deaths to mosquitoes.
Yeah. Well, they're the biggest killer in the world.
I meant lots of mosquitoes die from humans.
And vice versa, though.
Right. Is that true?
Apparently.
A little malaria, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay. That sounds pretty true.
One thing is they're killing us, we're killing them.
Okay, so it's a fair trade.
Yeah, it's pretty tit for tat.
Yeah, okay.
I'm saying I think the ecosystem of human to mosquito is pretty perfect.
Okay, yeah. All right.
They've killed billions of us.
Right.
We've probably killed billions of them.
So we don't want to break this ecosystem then. If you're somebody who... But then, that ruins it if you get that cream or whatever thing that stops them itching. Because then you're like, oh, well, I'll just let them bite me. But then that's when they take over. That's when the mosquitoes...
Oh, my God.
They breed.
Oh, my God.
Harder and faster. Before you know it, the ratio is way off. That's how the world's going to end.
I think so.
It could be global warming or...
I think these people with their little pen have inadvertently... killed us all.
Those idiots. If only they knew the consequences.
They say the pen is mightier than the sword.
Yeah.
And that doesn't really have relevance in this situation, but it is poetic.
I like that saying. I forgot what I was going to say. Basically,
I feel like I really derailed
this. Mosquitoes are idiots. I don't know. Okay, this is what I don't understand. Why it does make itchy. Because... I know leeches, right? When they bite you, they actually have an anesthetic in their mouth. I don't know. And so when they bite you, it doesn't hurt. So you don't notice, and then they can get all the blood they want.
Yeah.
And then...
It's quite courteous.
Yeah. Nice. Good guy leeches.
Good guy leeches.
But mosquitoes, idiots. Just leaving you all scratchy and stuff.
So you're saying mosquitoes should carry around maybe a mini bottle of anesthetic or a Band-Aid?
I think so.
And then after they finish, go, oh, I'm just going to put that in. Okay, there we go. Thanks, buddy.
And kiss it better.
Yeah.
But not with a stinger thing. Isn't their mouth? Yeah.
I don't know.
That's the problem. They're trying to kiss it better.
Most of the things I know about mosquitoes are from those like insect repellent ads.
Oh, yeah.
So I think them and flies are always hanging out smoking for some reason.
That's weird.
Yeah.
It's probably not good for their lungs.
Us. That's going to be inside us.
That's true. Actually, I did read something a little while ago. Might have been in Reddit. Who knows?
For the sake of this podcast, let's say it was.
It was, yeah. And it was about, they were doing a test on mosquito repellents.
Mm-hmm.
And they did all these different tests of like candles and sprays and stuff. And they said... None of them worked, bar one, which was only very mildly, repelled mosquitoes, which was the brand Off, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, apparently that one worked the best.
Hmm.
So, hey, there's a tip for you listeners.
Yep.
I don't know if that's an Australian brand, though. Off, is it? Probably.
I don't know.
Anyway.
And this is going to surprise you. I've done very little research into the branding of insect repellents when it comes to, you which nations they're available in.
That's weird.
Yeah. Because we have that podcast.
That's what I've been thinking about all week. Yeah, exactly.
That being said,
you're going to be so unprepared for tomorrow's
podcast. If you are off insect repellent and you want to sponsor the show, yeah. redditpodcast@gmail.com.
Oh, hey, yeah, that's true. This is the first time we've actually sort of recommended something seriously.
Yeah, okay. That's true.
And you could use with our help.
I think we've recommended Ally Ice plenty.
Oh, that's true. Sorry. I almost forgot about them. Yeah. How could I? Okay, I have another short shower thought here. This is by Remotely Clever. I never questioned my ability to correctly identify images of everyday things until Capture started gaslighting the underlying definition of things like cars, grass, or street signs, leaving me still wondering if the poles are considered part of the sign or not. This is awesome. Yeah. I don't know if you've done this. I had the exact same thought specifically for the street signs as well.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I remember I was doing a capture once and I can't remember. I think it was actually for Reddit. When you've got a new account,
yeah.
I think you have to do a few more captures than normal. And because I like to tell the Redditors after I've used their comment,
yep.
I always had to put a capture through. And then, yeah, it got to the point where I was like selecting the sign, and sometimes I'd select the pole as well.
Did it still work?
It still worked. But I know
captures are a crock of shit.
Well, do you know about captures? Do you know about like how it was first created and what it was created for?
No.
So this is an interesting fact.
Mm-hmm.
Captures weren't actually created just for detecting robot-controlled accounts or whatever, things like that. They were used, and it started with the words, to translate documents.
Okay.
So what they would do is normally it would give you two words, right? Two or even three words. So first it would give you a word, and it knows exactly what that word is. And then it gives you another word, and it doesn't recognize what that is because it's got it from a text that's been like scanned in.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, this is, I don't know where they're getting from, but like, let's say for example, somebody finds an old text book or something. They scan the pages through, they contact Capture and they say, hey, we want to, digitize this page. Did I say translate before?
I think so, I did.
I didn't mean translate. I apologize.
Yep.
For digitizing, manual copies. So then Capture will go, okay, so it puts in one word that it definitely knows what it is.
Yep.
And that's essentially the real test. And then the next word is a word that it doesn't know and it needs you to tell it what it is.
Yep.
And then it does it by majority as well. So, and you might get another one if you get it wrong. And then, so after a while, it eventually knows what that word is because of the common, what everybody's seen it as.
Interesting.
And so I think now with the captures being...
Pictures,
it's the same thing. Or you quite often see numbers to a place. Have you had this? An address?
Yep.
I think it's the same thing. It's like a Google Maps, potentially.
Right.
You're saying, hey, we want to know the address of every place. We can't get the computer to identify these numbers. So it gives you a couple of numbers, one that it knows exactly what it is, and the other one for people to identify what that is.
So, that's captures are so much more interesting than I actually thought they were.
How interesting is that?
I still hate them, like when they come up.
So, I know. But now I'm wondering, it's obviously trying to identify where a street sign is.
Yeah.
But so it's going to be so confused.
Yeah. You think that you're skewing the data by adding the poll?
Adding the poll.
Do you add the poll or do you not add the poll? I would say you don't add the poll.
Well,
but then again, I'm a renegade.
So. I started with adding the poll. And then after a while, I was like, I'm not going to add the poll. Mm. So that's what I'm thinking. It's going to be like a 50-50 split.
Mm. And in fact, I am interested on what the majority is, whether in a capture situation.
Yeah.
And just in case people don't know what we're talking about. Obviously, when you, it's like a verification window, and they'll show a picture broken up into squares, and you need to identify in which squares a road sign is pretty common. Do you include the poll or do you not include the poll?
Yeah,
I say no.
I say no as well. Yeah. But I think people would be like, "Oh, we don't want to get it wrong."
Yeah.
So I may as well add in those things, And then technically it's this song. I don't know. I'm confusing myself thinking about it more. Yeah.
And can you get a capture wrong?
Yeah, so you can. So I think it's like, because I think it probably asks you to do it a few times anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, if you're a computer.
I am.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
You're going to screw it up every time.
Yeah.
You know, whereas a human, they might screw it up 10 times in a row, but eventually get it.
Right.
And I think that a computer would just screw it up 100% of the time. Uh-huh. So then they would probably obviously not use that data, is how I think it works. Yeah. But it's really interesting.
Yeah. They are a lot more interesting than I ever thought.
Yeah. Anyway, I have another shout out, Cambit.
Oh, please.
This is by Athletic Bilbay. If the prison system worked like it's supposed to, hearing someone has been in jail would be relieving rather than scary.
Mm, that's true.
That's a very good point. Just the other day, I was talking to a friend who's another friend of ours' brother was in prison.
Mm.
It was extended. Anyway, and we learned that this guy came out of prison, and our friend at the time said, yeah, the prison system doesn't work.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay. That's not great to hear about your brother. But yeah, it's a shame. But it makes you think more about maybe the prison system needs to change, Kimber.
Well, yeah, that's been an argument for a long time. The argument being that prisons obviously like also need to make money to keep going. But then have they prioritized that more than running effective prisons? Like cutting costs and things like that.
Yeah.
And they're not actually reforming anyone. All they're doing is putting them in there with more people that they can meet and get connections, and then they come out, and then it just leads into like a cycle of this kind of thing. Like,
yeah.
But then, are you going to pay more taxes for prisons to be better?
Well, that's the thing as well. It's like you need to commit on that front.
Mm-hmm.
And then a lot of the problem as well is it's straight after prison. Because you'll have, there's a statistic, which I'm going to make up just for, you know, for the sake of it, so I sound more intelligent.
I'll back you up, ready?
80% of people that end up leaving, going into jail and leaving jail are homeless. Yeah. So
essentially, are you suggesting that they purposely go into prison?
No.
Or
that's not what I meant. Okay, right. Sorry. I threw you off with the fake percentage. No, so a lot of people they found were homeless when they went in there. And this is a... It might even be particularly for drug users. So...
Right.
They find that you have a person that goes into jail.
Yep.
They come clean from drugs.
Yep.
But then they get out again and they have nowhere to go. So they end up going back to the people that they were probably doing drugs in the first place and then just relapse. And that's kind of a separate issue in itself because it's mainly about drugs in specific. But that's just one of the like many problems with the system and some of the big issues.
Yeah. So what you're saying is let's fix prison.
Yeah. We should probably save this for our prison podcast.
Yes. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Any podcast. Just thinking about it anyway.
Yeah. That's true. We do often week to week go through the issues of prison.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to many wardens.
Lots of wardens. Yep. Oh, yeah. Big ones, little ones. Men, women. All the wardens.
One child. It was real weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's true. Prison is the kind of thing where I think it differs country to country as well.
Yeah.
And even in, you know, in America, state to state, it differs.
Yeah.
I mean, that's obviously true here, but not to the extent that, that is, I remember we were going through one in the South, surprise, surprise, in America, there was a prison and all of the prisoners sleep outside in tents.
Whoa.
Maybe they just
really like camping though.
Well, what the warden's theory is, why would we give prisoners better facilities than we give our soldiers when they're overseas? So they have to do the same. Which
sort of missing the point.
Yeah, I agree with you, but obviously
you paying them the same amount of money for one.
but obviously, like I also get the point that this governor's trying to make, being like, you know, you know, it's not a holiday here, you know, et cetera.
Yeah.
But I agree with you. It's not the same point. Really. But that's also drastically different to like a prison in New York, where obviously they'd never do that.
Yeah.
So like it varies quite.
It's true.
Quite differently.
It's interesting. And then they're starting to privatize some jails, aren't they?
Yeah.
I think. Have they done that already? Or they're going to? I can't remember. I don't know. Anyway, I'm a bit annoyed because I would have not spoken about mosquitoes as much if I had realized I had another shower thought. So I want to quickly do this one.
Okay.
But we should move on because we've been on shower thoughts for a while. Damn mosquitoes took up our time.
And made us itchy.
And they made us itchy. Okay, this is by SSJ Magnus. No matter what kind of calculator I am using, I'm going to hit clear multiple times.
Yeah.
So annoying.
Uh-huh.
Who was the first manufacturer that was like, don't make clear once work? You know, it's just on like one calculator where they're like, oh yeah, don't make clear, just erase it completely. Let's just only half clear it.
Yeah.
You know, people will appreciate that.
No. I mean, but I'm always interested, you know, when you get these things that you think are dumb, but you realize they have a secret function that you're too dumb to know.
It's if you accidentally hit a wrong button, I guess, when you're halfway through an equation.
But I want to know, like, maybe people actually commonly hit it once, go, oh, like, do people actually like that it saves? Like, does it actually...
My problem with it is not that it has that function, but that it's called clear.
Right, okay.
Like, you could just add another button, and it's like, undo.
So
undo would be better, because you're like, oh, I typed the wrong number, undo.
What if...
Easy.
Every calculator stays as it is, but after clear just has a question mark? Like, clear? Like, I don't know. I don't know if it's cleared.
Okay. That's more confusing.
Yeah.
Do you know what I think needs...
I thought you wanted this to be more confusing. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry.
Do you know what I think needs to happen?
What?
Quantum computing.
Yeah.
Then that's where we solve the problem.
Something
that's
that we understand is quantum computing.
Yeah,
that's true.
And it's going to fix everything.
Also, by the way, just on things, I've also never hit a crossing signal sign just once.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah. I don't know why.
I heard that there was a, in my high school, or another high school, I think, they had an essay question that they had to complete. And the question was like, why do people hit that button more than once?
Yeah.
Because there's like, you know, psychological reasoning. Like, you don't trust the other person on the other side of the road that's maybe pressed it. You don't trust the technology. Anyway.
But why? Yeah. It must be technology because I just tap it a bunch of times.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
Makes me feel like a big man.
Okay. All right. Let's move into Ask Reddit, Gambit.
Okay.
Ask Reddit. This Ask Reddit is by... You are shit, lol.
Oh, he got us. Oh, he got us good.
Damn it. He knew we'd read out his name. Okay. In 30 minutes' time, a hungry tiger will appear in your current room.
Right.
You cannot leave the room until there is a victor.
Uh-huh.
What can you do to prepare?
Oh, okay. Now, I think we have an advantage that there's two of us in this room.
Instant advantage.
Yep. Looking around the room, there's not a whole lot of what I would call weaponry.
Yeah, there's some knives in the corners.
Yep.
In the corner.
Yep.
Not corners. I don't have knives in every corner.
Then you're not prepared for lion attacks, are you?
This is what I'm going to do tomorrow, put knives in every corner.
Yeah, there's a bike here. I guess we could...
You can't even leave, though.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we could hit it with a bike. Or put it on the bike, kick it out the window. I don't know.
Okay. That's a good plan. That is a benefit, actually, because I am up a few floors, four floors.
Yep.
So throw it out the window is good, sort of. We'd need to... Because I have a balcony, right? But I'm going to go by the strict rules that this says...
In the room.
You can't leave the room.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we'd need to smash the window.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be annoying to explain to the landlord. Hey, what happened? Oh, it was a tiger.
So tiger appeared in the room and couldn't leave the room until there was a victor.
Yeah, exactly. And so,
you know how that
goes. I'm alive, so that's great.
I'm willing to go 50-50 with the window.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so I wonder whether you could just break the glass and then stand in front of it.
Yep.
and just kind of egg the tiger to charge at you.
Right.
And then, like, maybe, and then duck and kind of lift it as it, and use its momentum to go out. Do you reckon that would work? I reckon it wouldn't be that dumb. I reckon it would kind of just like, it wouldn't charge. It would just like come up to us and then just like do one big slash.
Yeah, and then we're gone.
And then we're gone. Hmm.
But, okay, we like technicalities, don't we?
Okay. Loopholes. Yep. Is this a loophole or a technicality?
Loophole.
Okay,
then,
good.
There needs to be a victor, right?
Ugh.
Right? Yeah. Tiger appears, you go, you win, and then you jump out the window.
you win. Yeah. That's true. It didn't say, wait. You can't leave him until there is victor. Oh, okay.
You declare defeat. then run out the room.
Death had nothing to do with it. Oh, here now I feel like a horrible person for saying that I'd kill the tiger. Oh, God. Or maybe you could just, like, play it at chess.
Stop swiping! You're gonna ruin the you're knock the pieces over.
Yeah, god damn it! All right, I'll set them up again. Now remember,
Cambo, keep holding him back.
The knight goes up three and then one. That's a good idea. Okay, so, but if there's three of us, does it mean there has to be a victor? One of the three.
Yeah, the tiger.
Like we...
Oh, it was a tiger line. Whatever.
Oh, we... Oh, okay, so we say... We both say... Oh,
yeah.
We, okay.
Yeah, you win, and then we both run out. Look, if nothing else, we're very good at weaseling our way out of things.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, now, I thought that maybe if I had dispatched of the tiger... Because I'm imagining there's a genie that comes in, right?
Right.
And sets off this chain of events.
Like, oh no, it's Lion
and
Genie!
Then, exactly. And then... get the lion out of it and kill the lion because it's left the... Although that means the lion's left the room. Whatever. Anyway, kill the lion and be like, all right, genie, we're done. He's like, no, you're not. There's still two of you left.
Right. Okay. So...
And we'd have to kill each other.
Yeah. Or one of us can just declare the other the winner. But then it's...
I'm going by the loophole rule. Okay. By the...
So I was
going
to say, either way, it then becomes an ego thing.
Yeah, that's true.
You say I win. No, you say I win.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's just kill each other.
We might end up accidentally killing each other. Yeah. Anyway. Now, actually, I'd probably, before I dealt with the tiger, I'd be like, okay, you try and kill it first. Yeah, I think that's how to do it. Anyway, that's how I'd kill you, I guess.
Interesting.
If we're ever around a tiger in the same place, be afraid. Weary. Be very afraid.
I got a podcast one day and you just got a tiger on your couch. I'm like, no, thank you.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. I have another one.
Yep.
Can I?
Please.
Okay. I might put some rules to this one, I think. Okay. I don't know. This is by Matticus the 12th. What industries wouldn't exist if everyone was just like you? So I'm going to put the rules in, like, you can't say, like, tampons and stuff.
Yeah,
because
it's
there'd still be women that just
not
like
gender
you.
Specific.
Yeah, it's just...
And I think it should be, like, not occupation, because obviously I could say I get free movies.
Yeah.
So then obviously movie companies would be, if everyone was just like me.
Yeah.
But that's my occupation.
Yeah, that's right. So, yeah, things like that.
Sporting arenas, probably.
Okay, yeah, that's true. Yeah, yep.
I got offered free tickets to the football last week, Nelson. Do you think I took them?
No.
I did not.
Yep. I can imagine.
Free, and apparently...
Who decided to ask you in the first place? Like, they clearly don't know you.
Apparently they were free and quite good seats.
Okay. You should have got them and then sold them at the door.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what I would have done.
Yeah. It would have been awkward because I was meant to go with the people... that offered them. So that means some weird scalper would just be with them. Who are you? Some guy sold me these tickets outside.
You would have to do as like a condition of entry to these people. Like, oh, hey, you have to pretend that we were friends and I just couldn't make it. And, I'll knock $5 off the price again. Right. Industry that wouldn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Not that it wouldn't exist, but there would be a significant... less amount of
right
just clothes shops.
Yeah, that's true. You're not really a clothes guy.
I never really buy clothes.
Nelson doesn't wear clothes.
I try not to.
No.
they're cumbersome.
You were just complaining that you need new shoes, and you've had your shoes for like 3 or 4 years?
Yeah, years.
Yeah.
And in fact, my mum bought me these ones, funny enough. But it's just something that when I buy clothes, it's... there's sort of been two occasions. One... it's my current girlfriend at the time that buys me some clothes.
Yep.
And the other occasion is when I'm just like, okay, I need some new clothes. These ones are getting pretty bad, which I'm getting to that stage at the moment, by the way. Like t-shirts kind of stretched, the holes in them and stuff. But then once I've done that, once I've got a new set, lasts me
good
for years. So
you and I are quite opposite with that. I have a really high volume of clothes turnover.
Yeah. That's weird, I think. I don't know. Probably not.
It doesn't help that I tend to gain and lose weight occasionally.
Okay, yep.
Yeah.
So you're like, I'll throw out all these clothes.
It's an expensive thing to do. You're like, I'll never go back.
Yeah.
I'm thin now.
Yeah.
Get rid of all my big clothes. Buy thin clothes. And then like a year or two later, you're like, I need some bigger clothes. I may as well keep these thin clothes just in case. And then after a year, like, I'll throw in the thin clothes.
Yeah, exactly.
But then you get on a health kick again. Yeah,
that's a problem.
Yeah.
The other thing I think, more practically, is dating services.
Okay, yep.
Because everybody's the same. You just be like, I don't really need to meet anyone. It's so just like you would go by.
So you're saying everyone would have kind of semi given up on dating services?
Well, I think it's like, what are you going to find out about this person?
Oh, okay.
They're exactly the same as you. You know?
I got you. Okay.
You would then. In fact, dating would become much more superficial.
Yeah.
Because it'd just be about looks. Literally all you'd need to do, if everybody in the world was the exact same as you, pretty much, but obviously genders and occupation, different, you would just have people be like, hey, you're attractive enough, you know, for me. And they would probably, I think, think the same.
Uh-huh.
And you'd be like, okay, well, let's just get married. You don't even need to date. It's like,
because you know what they're like.
Well, you know what they're like.
Yeah.
It's easy.
I think industries that I guess would also disappear if everyone was just like me is any kind of new age, you know, boutique kind of Ishka store.
Yeah.
That sell like dream catchers and salt lamps and.
That's true. I can't say I've bought any of that stuff before.
And in fact, I hate all of it, so...
Do you know what would be sad, though, I think? Is that the world would be way less creative. You know, because I sort of appreciate those things. Like, I'm not into them.
Yeah.
But I'm like, well, I appreciate that other people are. Mm. And that's just like, you know, that... like, dream catchers and stuff. It's kind of like art, in a way.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, the craft is...
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's like something about that that's kind of nice, even though I don't like that stuff.
Yeah.
But if everybody was just the same, I feel like creativity would almost be dead.
Yeah, it's probably true.
Anyway.
Maybe it is already Hollywood.
Yeah, Hollywood.
Yeah.
Still making so many sequels and prequels. Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was the Ask Reddit.
Okay, good. Right, that was Ask Reddit. Now, Canberra.
Speaking of asking questions, Nelson.
We have a question. Well, we're not doing the AMA yet. Remember, we've got the question of the week for the loving us thing.
Yeah, no.
You were thinking?
No, Nelson. Listen.
Yep.
Speaking of asking questions, now this is the bit. I've set you up.
Yeah.
This is the bit where we talk about the question every week.
Yeah, okay. I thought you were getting...
It's called the AMA.
Yeah, but that's not
it. I'm joking. I know what's next, Nelson. I know the format of the show.
Oh, God. Okay.
We're lucky the listeners love us.
Yeah.
Because that was just awful.
Yeah, that's right. We both thought we were thinking different things. Yeah. We're thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks for getting this far. Okay. So, for new listeners, we do a question every week. based on a series of questions, 36 questions,
yep.
in which some professor dude made up, and he said, if you answer these questions with somebody you're dating, yep. you will end up falling in love at the end.
Yeah.
Presuming your ideals match,
yes.
I guess.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're up to question 9.
Yeah.
The question is, for what in your life do you feel most grateful? We're getting to some pretty intense questions.
I feel most grateful for... I've always wanted to do the same thing for my job.
Right.
Always wanted to be a filmmaker.
Okay, yeah.
But I feel very grateful mm-hmm. that my parents never said, but if that doesn't work, what else would you do?
Oh, okay.
So I'm pretty grateful yeah. that they
so were... So they weren't realistic at all.
Or they weren't listening. Yeah. I don't know.
Hey, I want to do this.
Fine. Sounds great.
Okay, that's a good one, actually. Yeah. Mine's sort of family related as well, I guess. I think.
Copycat.
I think. Well.
Get your own answer, mate.
I sort of am grateful for the upbringing that I had. Only sort of on the basis that I know a lot of people that have had really hard upbringings.
Yeah.
Like, you know, for so many different reasons, I think I'm grateful for it. One is the, you know, income of my family when I was younger. Like, we weren't rich or anything, mm-hmm. but we never particularly struggled. You know, we're like middle of the road, basically. Yeah. And that is like a blessing, essentially, for, you know, a lot of people. And there's a lot of people that struggle and day-to-day families that struggle. And that is just like amazing in itself. And I'm really grateful for that. And then even just the fact, I'm going to even say race, being white is obviously so, you know, like in society, it's easier on you mm-hmm. if you are white than if you are of color, which is, you know, it's horrible to sort of think about, but that's the truth. That's the reality.
Yeah. They're like, it's the sad, weird truth.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So like all these kind of small reasons that, I guess I'm kind of like grateful that I feel so lucky really to have kind of just got some good things. Like
it's true.
Yeah.
It's funny that you say that, you know, like you're grateful for your upbringing because you didn't have a hard upbringing. You had like quite a nice upbringing.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm the same, but I was talking to someone the other day and they were talking about like, oh, I really relate to you. I really, you know, more than some of my other friends. And they said, cause I feel like you and I, we both kind of had like kind of rough upbringings.
Oh.
And I was like, no, do I give you that impression? And they're like, oh, but you know, like you struggled a bit coming up. And I felt bad. I was like, I really didn't actually.
Yeah.
I think I had a...
I breezed through life.
Life is so easy.
Yeah.
And that's not to say I'm insane. Like we never had a lot of money, but we were never also broke either.
Yeah.
We just got along.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But I don't know why this person thought that I also had a... I remember thinking...
That's really funny.
Yeah, that's weird.
Is there any reason
I think they were just projecting maybe themselves onto me.
Okay.
Maybe we're very agreeable people, so they can be like, oh, I think you're the same.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Well, that was interesting.
Yeah.
That was probably our most intense one for sure.
Anyway, the point is, me and Nelson have had easy lives.
Easy lives.
Oh, we do not understand struggles.
That's true. I do feel bad sometimes, honestly, about like, you know, here's people that have really bad, you're like, man, I feel bad that I just like nothing is wrong in my life. I got made redundant.
That's true.
Yeah.
Phew. From a pretty well-paying job. In South Yarra. The fancy part of Melbourne.
Okay. God, I hate myself right now. All right, Kevin, let's move into Ask Me Anything. Right. We don't have an intro for that. For some reason, I was going to get prepared for an intro.
Do we stop for intro? Did we play one?
No, we didn't. We don't have an intro, Kevin.
Imagine if there was. We did edit that in.
We go to play it back. Oh my God, how did this happen? Okay, Cambo.
By the way, feel free to send us a jingle.
Send us the jingle. That'd be great. Yeah. Nobody's going to be doing that.
No.
Who could be bothered?
No. Not even us.
Exactly. Okay, Cambo, Do you have a question?
Yes. Okay, so I have a question from Jade. And Jade want to know, and I was saying, I think this is almost like a generic first date kind of a question.
Yeah.
Which, very forward, Jade, by the way. Yeah. But Jade want to know, do you have
Going through love you questions. Yeah, that's true. I mean, that's true. Jade, if you really want to get into our hearts.
Redditpodcast@gmail.com.
Yep.
Jade wanted to know, do you have any hidden talents? Do you have any hidden talents, Nelson? Knowing, in fact, that you do.
It's funny that you say that because I don't really... Okay, because I had one.
Yeah.
But it's so pathetic and I don't think you know what it is.
Okay.
You
say what you think it is and then I'll say what I think definitely your hidden talent
is. It's definitely not. But yep. Okay. I had my friend Nicola, you know Nicola.
Yep.
She had this talent where she could blow a bubble off her tongue.
Right.
That was like a spit bubble. It was kind of gross.
Yeah.
Anyway, after years of knowing her, and I saw her do this a few times, I was like, what the hell?
As could still be the same thing, by the way.
And then she ended up, really? Okay, no. This is weird. anyway, and I ended up learning how to do that.
Okay.
And that's my hidden talent.
Okay.
Because I've kind of stopped doing it because it is a bit gross. Mm-hmm. Because but there's been hilarious times, actually. There was one time where I was with Nicola and I was just sort of doing it. And it kind of became one of those habits where you don't even realize that you're doing it.
Yep.
And I remember we were like talking to somebody, an older lady it was, and I had blown a bubble and it kind of went up and then fell down in front of her view. And she kind of really confusingly looked at this bubble like, right. Where the hell could that have possibly come from? And then it popped and then she kind of just went back to the conversation and just pretended like it never happened. And then Nicola and I were trying to like control ourselves because we were about to piss ourselves laughing. And afterwards we were like, did you see that? She's like, yeah, oh my God, I saw that. That was so funny.
Right.
Anyway.
I was going to suggest you're quite a good singer.
Oh, okay. I'm really more proud of my spit bubble. Gonna be honest with you.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I've semi lost my ability to sing. When I was younger, like I did singing lessons, mm-hmm. and I was in a jazz band for a little mm-hmm. while. Mm-hmm. I was in even getting younger. I was in choirs and such. I also auditioned for The Boy from Oz.
Yeah.
With Hugh Jackman, the stage show 8 years ago. And
he beat you for the role, did he?
Yeah, jeez. I know. He's very talented. He's not even in the right age group. I was meant to be, the boy from us, but the younger version of him.
Yeah.
But the funny thing was, I was super shy when I was younger. I could sing, but I was super shy. And I went to a lot of auditions that my mom like forced onto me. I didn't mind doing them. I made that sound bad.
Yeah. In fact,
you could say I had a tough upbringing.
An interesting tidbit, one of the main reasons we started this podcast was from a conversation we once had about your acting career.
A conversation about your acting career
spurred a conversation so interesting, I started recording it.
Yeah.
And that was what kickstarted us being like, maybe we should podcast.
Yeah, right. Well, there's a bit of fun mm-hmm. fact for you.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. As I got older, it's one of those things. If you don't use it, you lose it. And I haven't really sung for ages. I sing in the shower.
That's true, yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah.
I have shower Thor songs.
Good joke.
Yep, thought that was good. Anyway, Kevin, how about you? What's your hidden talent?
Hidden talent? I guess I can draw.
Yeah, you're a good drawer.
It always surprises people. Yeah. I'm very cartoony with how I draw. I draw, and it's just a steady diet of watching the Simpsons and stuff when I grew up. And I never had drawing lessons or anything.
But
me and my best friend when I was a kid, all we would do for hours on end is watch cartoons and then draw them.
Right.
And naturally, I've just kind of weirdly kept that talent.
But I think something that you do quite well, just to toot your own horn,
please do.
Is that it's not the cartoons that you draw aren't. They're unique, the style.
Yeah.
Even though you're saying, I copied the Simpsons stuff, you ended up coming up with your own unique style.
I guess that's
pretty good. Yeah.
In fact, there's a lot of conventions you're meant to do as an illustrator, draw the circle and then draw the hatch line and then the eyes. And I don't do any of it. I just draw.
Who does that? God. Like, I never worked that out when I was younger. I was like, but then you've got lines and shit all over the place.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah, I can draw.
Yep, that's true. It's a good one. Yep. You can also play a bit of music, Cambo.
Yeah, I can generically play guitar and piano, but like to the extent that any of your like high school friends could. You know, like yeah. I can play Wonderwall.
But I can't. You see, you're underestimating.
I can play. Weirdly, I can play ukulele.
Yeah, see, it's good. Yeah. That's another. Oh, so many hidden talents, Cambo. God, you're a hidden talent machine.
Oh, we'll save it for our 2 hour and horn podcast.
Yeah. This one's starting to become very close to that.
Yeah. Don't like it. Shut it down.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for that, Jade.
Yes.
How did Jade spell her name, by the way?
J-A-D-E.
Oh, just the classic.
Classic, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, none of the new age stuff.
Yeah.
Why?
J-A-Y-D. Yeah. Go. Get out of here.
We once knew someone called Morgan that spelled their name.
Oh my god, just so wrong. So wrong in the way
I don't
that it
remember
was
how it was spelled, but it was phonetic.
It was like MWZQGN. I don't know. Anyway.
Morgion.
Yep. Cambo, I have an AMA here.
Mm-hmm.
Guess who it's from?
Oh, AMA.
Mm.
Ooh, now, if I'm going to base this on...
It was from Ron. No, okay.
Sorry, episode's running really long. We have time for my preamble.
Okay, anyway.
No more filler, Nelson, that's what I say. Rowan's Let's it. Get to the topic.
Okay.
And quickly!
Rowan says, gentlemen.
Yes.
Spot on regarding your discussion as to my terminology from last week's email. Still enjoying the show.
Yes.
Let's face it, I'm as surprised as you are.
Yes, yeah, that's true. Yeah, we did have a problem with Rowan saying he still enjoys it as if that was surprising.
Yeah, but we understand.
Yeah,
okay.
We stopped enjoying it in episode 30.
Cambo, great call on Goodfellas. Phenomenal movie.
Thank you. Yep, that was my... If you had to pick a movie to show your taste in movies, not your favorite movie, but your taste.
Mm. It's a shame that, you know... It's sort of counteracted by your favorite movie Signs.
Yeah,
it's just
I know.
Like...
Yeah, it's weird.
Anyway, finally, I'd like to acknowledge the quality of the shout-out you made to Vin's mum.
Ah, yes.
You can bet I'll be asking for the same when my mum's birthday comes around.
I would advise you not to.
Yeah, that's funny. Especially because it's my auntie. I mean, our auntie.
Yeah. Whose auntie is it? We'll never know. It's one of the mysteries of the podcast.
Actually, I saw my auntie the other day. Okay, this is not my auntie podcast.
Different
okay.
So many
books. Anyway, 12.8. If you had to choose one, which would you lose? Your hearing or vision?
Okay. I feel like we've maybe even had this before because I think, and they're both obviously awful, but I've always said that I would skew towards losing my hearing because obviously what I like to do is a very visual medium.
Yeah.
And you could still do that if you were deaf, not to the same extent, because obviously sound has a lot to do with film. But there's still silent movies, and you can make a story without sound.
Well, that's what I was thinking. I think it'd be interesting because you could come up with some really, some very unique stories that essentially almost nobody else could come up with.
Yeah.
If you were, you know, deaf and you were doing... film, you would just see life differently probably and what's on screen and you would have probably more meaning what you do.
Yeah.
I reckon that would
be if I lost my vision, I could become Daredevil. So they've both got their ups and their downs.
That is true. I have seen there was this crazy, it was like Asian and Russian or Asian and German TV show challenge thing.
Yeah.
Where they had this people from those two different countries, and they had like unique abilities. Some people were like maths wizards and things like that, or people were really great at memory.
Right.
It just so happened in these two countries they had two blind people, and they did a test to see who could identify some objects in front of them. And they had two different methods where, so they're both blind, and the... One guy's method was he would click and use sonar.
Oh, okay.
Because his hearing became so attuned to that.
God, it's Daredevil.
And then, well, pretty close to. But he kind of needed to do it in, you know, he couldn't do it in every circumstance.
Right.
If it was too loud around him, things like that. But also this woman, she did it by blowing on things. She would blow on an object and then feel the pressure back on her face and could tell where, you know, something stopped how far, and the density of what it was. That was really interesting to see. Anyway, and so it was kind of like, well, maybe you'd be blind and I just learn how to do that stuff.
Yeah.
But no, I think you're right.
After all that, just the hearing.
Lose my hearing. And then because then, you know, when there's like really, thank God, right?
World's first sign language podcast.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, we could do it. But then, you know, like if my nephew was crying, he's a really young baby at the moment, wouldn't hear it. I'd be fine.
Yeah, that's true. You could see all the cuteness.
Exactly.
But not hear all the crying.
Yeah, that's right. Interesting fact. For a little while, we were worried about my nephew before he was even born.
Mm-hmm.
Because my sister, you know, you get like tests as you go along during your pregnancy. And my sister, they've said that there was like this weird kind of disease thing that doesn't really affect anyone ever unless they're pregnant. And so, and only if you contract it during pregnancy.
All right.
And I can't even remember what it was or exactly the circumstances. But anyway, the trouble was, the trouble was that you could, your baby could go deaf.
Right.
So, you know, I was thinking, really contemplating before, Mason, my nephew, was even born. I thought maybe I could start learning some sign language and stuff.
Yeah.
Because I sort of find that interesting. I really just think I would be able to cope more without my hearing and with my vision. Yeah. There's just something about it that, like, you know.
I actually had a friend of mine. Actually, we both know he's a friend of mine from high school. And he, when he was younger, they actually thought he had a learning disability because he wasn't responding to anything and he wasn't kind of like listening to them and whatnot. And it actually took years and years until they went to the doctor. And the doctor said, no, he's deaf.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so not completely deaf, but he ended up having a hearing aid, and his hearing actually came back. They had an operation, and his hearing came back.
Oh, right.
But they actually thought it was like the opposite. They didn't realize it was because he was deaf. They thought he was a little slow, like his education that he was in, like, you know, prep and grade one. They thought, he wasn't paying to it.
That's interesting. Yeah. Interesting story. I think a long time ago as well. Well, yeah, I guess when we were born, they didn't even have that technology to check whether infants were, you know, deaf or not. Because after, obviously, my nephew was born, they did this thing, put this thing on his head and put some like earmuffs on him kind of thing, played a sound as he's going to sleep, and it measures the brain waves. So they just like wouldn't have had that stuff even when we were young. So I think now you can kind of definitively know before when somebody's grown up.
Interesting. Anyway, let's end the show.
Interesting. Let's end the show because we're getting up there. Alrighty. Well, if you would like to write into us, you can do so at redpodcast, readitpodcast@gmail.com.
Yep.
You can oh my God, that was just a complete failure of words. You can also reach us at Facebook and at Twitter and at our subreddit, READIT podcast.
Yes. You can even tell us which of our other podcasts is your favorite.
Yeah, that's right. You could also answer the question, what hidden talents do you have? I want to know what hidden talents these people have.
Yep.
Is the pole considered part of the sign?
That's what I want to know.
That's the crux of this episode, really.
is the pole part of the sign?
Yeah, that's right.
If we ever have Reddit on Reddit merchandise, maybe we should just say Reddit on Reddit, is the pole part of the sign?
Yeah. People are like, what? I don't know. Okay, sure. Anyway, thank you for listening.
Also, feel free to ask us anything. Any question you want.
Anything.
Anything.
And
like and subscribe.
Like and subscribe.
Yeah. We're getting good at this podcast.
No, we're not. It's terrible. we forget the like and subscribe thing every second time. Week. So. Anyway.
It does something.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. And we will read you later.